All right. Once again, I got to give a much deserved huge shout out to our good friend, Rich Barris of the People's Pundit. He made the news as of this morning. I sent it over to him on Twitter. He made the news this morning on Trending Politics because he does have some new polling data that shows what the impact of a Bobby Kennedy endorsement for Trump really is. And yes, gang, it is a game changer. When Kennedy supporters are asked, who will you vote for if Robert Kennedy Jr. is not on the ticket? Trump automatically, when you just ask that question, automatically gets 40% of the vote. Automatically. So out of 10 Kennedy voters, Trump gets 4 straight out of the gate. But then when asked, who will you vote for if Bobby Kennedy endorses Trump, if he actively campaigns for Trump, that 40% shoots up to 60%. So now we're talking 6 in 10 RFK voters moving over to Trump. And then the rest, as I understand, about 20%, 2 in 10 go to Kamala, and the others basically stay home. They're Robert Kennedy or bust voters. They're only voting for Kennedy, no one else. Or they might go for another third-party candidate. So if Rich's numbers are right, and 99% of the time they are, Rich is amazing, make no mistake, this endorsement will be huge. This is a game changer. Because when all is said and done, Kennedy is polling anywhere from, say, like 4 to 6% nationally, depending on which poll you're looking at. And what we're finding with these surveys on who you would vote for if Bobby Kennedy wasn't in the race is that he's pulling more voters ultimately away from Trump than he is Kamala. And so Bobby Kennedy voters are inordinately more likely to vote for Trump were Kennedy not in the race. And this is especially the case in swing states. So Rich points out, for example, in the key swing state of Pennsylvania, in the real clear politics average, right now as we speak, Harris leads Trump, but that's only in a six-way race. She leads him by 2 points. If you have them head-to-head, Trump leads Harris. So that alone is an indicator that Kennedy is hurting Trump. Kennedy's stealing support away from Trump to the tune of 2 points. Kennedy's share of the vote is larger than either candidate's lead in Pennsylvania, such that with Bobby Kennedy's exit and his endorsement, and then the vast majority of his voters going to Trump, Trump is the clear beneficiary for a key swing state victory in Pennsylvania. And that's the case all across the country, particularly in the swing states, where Kennedy's vote share, his 4 to 6% vote share, is larger than the sampling errors or the lead that either candidate has. And as 60% of their vote goes in one direction, with the other 40% splintering off, either to Kamala or to no vote at all, that is going to make a huge difference. It's a 2 to 3 point shift towards the beneficiary of that vote, which happens to be Trump. And again, in key swing states. The key here is, as I understand it, Robert Kennedy is getting votes not so much from your white suburban single woman or your white cosmopolitan single woman. He's getting votes from rural voters, from rural women. And so if those voters, 60% of those voters are not voting for Kennedy, they're going to be voting Trump. So this is a huge boost for Trump. Trump just got, if he does get eventually endorsed by Kennedy tonight, he's going to get a huge tranche of voters, particularly in swing states that have larger rural populations than in the nation as a whole. Swing states tend to be more conservative than the nation as a whole in general. Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, now increasingly Nevada. So now there's yet another way, speaking of, to assess what's really going on here in terms of the state of the race. The latest Rasmussen poll shows that Republicans have pulled ahead, way ahead actually, on the congressional generic ballot. So Rasmussen just found that Republicans actually have, as we speak right now, a 5-point lead on the generic ballot, the polling question that asks, who do you plan to vote for in this upcoming election, the Republican candidate, the Democrat candidate, in terms of your House candidates. Republicans are leading Democrats 48-43 on the congressional generic ballot. Again, this poll was taken during the week the Democrats were supposed to get a massive bump. That's the irony in all that. But this, of course, also bodes very, very well for Donald Trump. Because as has been well documented, people like Rich Barris of the People's Fund have been talking about this for years now. We don't really see split tickets anymore. There are no split tickets in our voting. So whoever you're voting for in one race, the same party will be voted for in other races. There was one major exception to that recently with Susan Collins in Maine, who's a Republican, whereas Maine voters went with the Democrat with Biden. But a Democrat president will generally, if you're voting for a Democrat for president, you will generally vote for the Democrat in the Senate and Democrat in the House. Voting for the Republican for president, same with the Senate and the House. So voters generally vote down ticket to their via their presidential vote. So if they're planning, and it works the other way, if they're planning on voting Republican in the congressional races by 5 points, that means that Trump, in effect here, has at least a de facto 5-point lead nationally over Kamala. Actually, it may be much more because Trump tends to lead inordinately more. There is a very clear lead discrepancy between Trump and the down ticket Republicans, because quite frankly, Republicans have done nothing to endear themselves to voters of late. So this is not just good news for the Republicans in terms of their likelihood of retaining control of the House. This is also very, very good news for Trump.
Hey, gang, with everything going on right now, it's hard to say what could happen or what will happen. And to make matters even worse, we usually don't find out until it's too late. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what's at stake. That's why I partnered with Goldco. Now, you guys know I'm a big fan of hedging future risks with the timeless value of gold and silver. And that's why you've got to click on the link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit. Gang, it's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k. And the best part is that you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall. Click on that link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit right now, because this is about taking back control of your freedom and your privacy. We can't predict the future, but we can certainly prepare for it. So don't wait. Take action now to defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Click on that link below right now.
Now, again, we've got some other cross-referencing data here. The latest coming out of Ohio. Trump, I mean, he's crushing it. He has amassed a 12-point lead in what was just literally 3.5 years ago still considered a swing state. Ohio's not a swing. You notice Florida's not a swing state anymore. Ohio's not a swing state anymore. Iowa's not a swing state anymore, because they've all gone solid red by double digits. So the latest coming out of Ohio is Trump is up 12. And don't forget the Des Moines Register poll, which has one of the best track records for polling accuracy in the nation. It's been a few weeks, but a few weeks ago, the Des Moines Register recently found Trump with an astonishing 18-point lead, a near 20-point lead. That's what when Bobby Kennedy was in the race, and he was getting 9 points in Iowa. Again, there's that those rural voters who were very attracted to Bobby Kennedy, who now will go to Trump. Can you imagine what Trump's lead is going to be like today if Bobby Kennedy comes out and endorses him? Now, why this is important is because Iowa and Ohio are relatively predictive for how Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania vote, the key three swing states, the so-called blue wall. As long as Iowa and Ohio were blue, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania went blue, generally speaking. if you start to see Ohio and Iowa move to the right by, say, 5-7 points to the right, you're also going to see Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania move 2-4 points to the right as well. What does that mean? What it means is the Republican, Trump in this case, could win Ohio and Iowa by, like, say, 5 or 7 points, but still lose Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, but it will lose it only by 1 or 2 points, what we saw in 2020, right? He'll only lose it by just a couple of points because they tend to have similar voting patterns. They're very comparable demographics, right? Very blue-collar, rural, working-class demographics in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, along with Iowa and Ohio. So if Iowa and Ohio are going red by about 5 or 7 points, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania will also start to go red, but they may fall short by 1 or 2 points, and the state will go blue. But what happens, gang, if Ohio moves red by 12 and Iowa by 18? There ain't no way the Democrat wins Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Ain't no way. They go red by 2, 3, or 4 points. Again, another cross-referencing indicator here. We talked about this week. Trump is winning the margin of error in freaking Virginia. Trump is within the margin of error in a state where Biden at this time in the campaign in 2020 had a near 15-point lead. He was up 14 points. And again, Roanoke did the poll. Roanoke has one, like the Des Moines Register, is one of the single best track records historically of any polling outlet. Both Roanoke and the Des Moines Register know how to poll their respective states. They've been doing it for decades. They know exactly, they can go down to the margin of error. Now, if Trump is within 3 in a state that Biden ended up winning by 10, by double digits, how do you think he's doing in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania? 3 states have significantly more Republican support. If Virginia's in play, and if Iowa's up 18, and Ohio's up 12, forget about it. Forget all of this nonsense that the legacy media is trying to fabricate for you is just that. It's pure, unadulterated nonsense. And now, with RFK joining forces with Trump, my, that's going to make this lead even more formidable.